everyone, it is me, Saida, and in this episode, I'll be talking about how it is a very exciting and very nerve-wracking experience when you are going to college slash university slash getting your professional career when you have more than one medical condition and more than one disability and mental health conditions. I am very, very excited to be starting college and returning back to college for my upcoming fall semester in August and spring semester in January. I am a performing arts major. I do music, dance, and theater. And I will be receiving my associate in arts degree at my college and at my secondary college that I will be attending at the sister school. I will be receiving my associate in arts for transfer degrees, and I am very excited, and at first I was very nervous and anxious because a lot of colleges don't really understand people who have multiple disabilities and more than one medical condition and mental health conditions, where sometimes people don't get it and sometimes people don't understand it, and I learned that it's okay for people to feel that way because it is up to us people who have these conditions to use our voices and use our platform to educate those who don't get it and those who don't understand, so that they will understand when they are working with us and interacting with us and being engaged with us closely in every day, that we have these conditions and we struggle. We may not get certain things right away, but we work on ways to understand what we are learning and what we are being taught and what we are getting our attention brought up to, so that we can learn the best way we can and understand it and just little by little get what we're supposed to get. And then we just reach out to the person for more support if we need it, because we know we have that option. And that's okay. That's just part of life. And we just have lots of abilities and we just have challenges. But we just work through our challenges and make things get better and improve as time goes along. And when you are navigating college and the academics, it could be really hard sometimes. And sometimes it's hard to get a good counselor who will know what you're dealing with. And I tried to communicate to the counselors, and then I got connected to the disability department. And sometimes your disability counselor not going to understand what you are dealing with. And that's also okay. It was very, very nerve-wracking for me and very anxious experience for me, because I didn't really understand the whole college concept and the disability support concept that well. I didn't really understand the accommodation support in college, because I thought when you in college, the accommodation is the same thing like you have in high school and K through 12 settings. And I thought in college you can have your IEP, but I learned that they don't do that. But they do find ways to make sure you have the best accommodation for you to be successful in the school, and to help you get ready for the next level for when you go to university and transfer and graduate. And I am very excited. And I learned over these last few weeks that it's okay to struggle. And it's okay to go to college with autism and intellectual disabilities and three rare diseases and my mental health conditions and my neurological conditions. But I am going to use my skills to do good, and I'm going to continue to shine my light bright all throughout college and university and get my career doing my performing arts. And I just have to work hard to get it, but I know I will get there, and I am not going to give up. I'm not going to let my disabilities discourage me any forms of way. I'm not going to let my rare diseases discourage me either. And I'm definitely not going to let my mental health conditions stop me from achieving what I want in college and university and my career. And I have my huge dream And my dream is to graduate college with my degrees, go to university and graduate with my degrees, and continue my performing arts studies and majors. And my goal is to have my career doing my performing arts and doing my music, dance, and theater, and my singing and dancing and acting. And I want to continue all of it for the rest of my life. And I'm very happy about it, and I'm very passionate about it. And I am going to do my best to get good grades in college, and I'm not going to let anyone discourage me or try to make me feel like there's something wrong with me just because I'm a student who have multiple disabilities and medical conditions. And I'm just going to be me, myself, and I, and I'm going to showcase all my abilities. Thank you for listening. Bye.